Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Western National 4-H Roundup. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. Dean, the Western National Roundup is here again. When does the Western National 4-H Roundup occur, and what is this event all about?
The Western National 4-H Roundup occurs in Denver, Colorado every year. And this year, our contest will be from January the 4th through the 7th of 2018. While at the National Roundup, there's lots of opportunities for youth to meet new friends from 4-H from all across the country. There are opportunities for them to participate in a variety of educational workshops when they're not practicing for their contest or competing in their contest. There's just lots of opportunities for them to really get out and see new ideas and learn about different things that can help them in their development as youth.
Mississippi will have youth compete at the Western National Roundup. How are they selected and which individuals or teams compete there?
This year, we're taking more teams than we've ever taken before. We have a series of youth that compete in horse-related contests, including horse public speaking, horse individual demonstration, a horse team demonstration. Then we also have a horse judging team, a horse quiz bowl team, and a hippology team. And that hippology team is a two-day contest that really tests the youth's knowledge of horses. We also have several livestock-related contests. We'll be sending a livestock judging team, a livestock quiz bowl team, and a meats judging team. And then we also take a couple of contests kind of sort of outside of my area of expertise, but we'll be having a consumer decisions-making team as well as a young person in a prepared public speaking contest. So altogether, we'll have about 35 to 40 Mississippi 4-H youth out competing in national contests that week.
What other opportunities do youth have to interact with other competitors while at the Roundup?
There's lots of opportunities for the youth to get out and meet youth from other states. There'll be some socials in the evenings and some dances and movies. There's opportunities for them to do a pin swap. There's also some orientations and some workshops that they're permitted to go to with their registration. So altogether, there'll probably be 800 or 900 youth at this event.
While our Mississippi 4-H'ers are in Denver, do they have an opportunity to do some fun activities?
They sure do. Last year, it snowed about a foot the first day we were there. Being close to the mountains, there's opportunities for them to go out into the mountains to play in the snow and see some snow that we're not accustomed to around here. There's also a variety of tours and things around Denver. There's lots of shopping and souvenir type activities that they can do. And a highlight of the trip is going to the stockyards when the stock show opens to see the livestock and the vendors that are at the Western National Stock Show.
So it sounds like this trip is fun for the youth, but I imagine it can get pretty costly. Tell me about sponsors that you have secured for youth competing in Denver.
Yeah, this is a very expensive trip, and having the support of our sponsors does go a long way towards helping to offset some of the expenses. So in no particular order, we have FNC Incorporated as sponsors, the Mississippi 4-H Horse Endowment, the Sella Junior Champions, the Mississippi Paint Horse Club, Cindy Hyde Smith, the Mississippi Commissioner of Agriculture, the Mississippi Pork Producers Association, and the Mississippi Beef Council. All of these groups have donated funds to help get these youth out there, and a lot of these teams have really had to go out and raise some money on their own as well.
And how would current Mississippi 4-H'ers learn more about how they can qualify as an individual or team member to compete at national contests?
The easiest thing to do would be to go to your local extension office and set up a meeting with your 4-H agent. They should know a lot of the national contest opportunities that are available in 4-H. And then if you have an interest in that, then they should be able to get you plugged in to start preparing for our state contest to qualify.
Okay, and to find out where your county office is or to contact your county office, you go to, is it extension.msstate.edu, and then click on county offices. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.